This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. High wind and rain Wednesday night caused travel headaches and power outages across the region. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
Wind gusts peaking in the 40s swept through the Delaware Valley, including some that reached more than 50 miles an hour by Philadelphia International Airport. Poor weather led the FAA to ground incoming flights bound for PHL at the airport of origin for a period of nearly 2 hours in the middle of the afternoon. PHL Public Affairs Manager Heather Redfern says that piled on already existing delays and created residual difficulties throughout the evening.
It backs up the schedule into and out of the airport. Planes aren't always able to leave the gate when they're scheduled.
Wednesday saw more than 30 canceled flights and 250 delays at Philly International. There were also hundreds of power outages across the region because of the wind and rain. PICO spokesperson Tom Brubaker says they enhanced their staffing for the response. He also notes people need to be conscious of their safety.
Stay away from downed wires, damaged electric equipment, trees and branches, and calls immediately. Report those conditions.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania's Human Services Secretary was in the hot seat as we near the end of budget hearings in Harrisburg, discussing the most expensive department in state government with uncertainty at the federal level. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Department of Human Services Secretary Val Arkush says she has no additional information on what to expect from Washington other than what's been made public, including the congressional committee that oversees Medicare and Medicaid, looking to cut $880 million from its budget.
I just want Pennsylvanians to know that right now, nothing has changed, that their Medicaid is safe. Their SNAP is safe. Nothing has changed.
Asked about various proposals currently being floated in Washington, Arkush says Pennsylvania seniors and disabled would be the most affected. Arkush says many health systems across Pennsylvania are already on shaky ground, and if they're required to treat everyone during an emergency, even if they don't have insurance,
their amount of uncompensated care would rise dramatically, and there's not a hospital in this commonwealth, even ones that have positive profit margins today, that could accommodate that kind of a thing increase.
Arkush addressed many other issues that fall under DHS, including access to affordable child care, drug addiction treatment, mental health, and addressing a lack of beds in the juvenile detention system. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Catholics everywhere added a trip to church to their routines yesterday as they celebrated Ash Wednesday. KYW's Connor Barcon spoke with parishioners.
The parking lot of St. Pius, the 10th parish in Broomall, was filled for services throughout the morning. It was really important to Matthew Denoncourt to get his ashes before school.
I didn't think we could get to church, but we got to church today, so I really liked it.
Ash Wednesday marks the start of Lent, and Matthew's mom, Liz Denoncourt, says she tries to spend this time thinking of others.
Instead of giving things up, I try and do things instead. Just be more mindful of how I treat others, And I like to give more to people who are in need.
Hearing that inspired Matthew.
Maybe give up. Maybe I could give Pokemon cards to my cousin.
Catholics are praying for Pope Francis as he remains hospitalized with pneumonia. Kathy from Broomall says she's been keeping him in her thoughts.
You know, it's that time of year, everybody's sick. So even the Pope.
In Broomall, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's pop orchestra has a new leader. KYW's John McDevitt was at the announcement at the Independence Visitor Center.
The no-name Pops, soon to be renamed the Philly Pops, has a new music director, 34-year-old Australian native Christopher Dragon. He'll take the baton on July 1st. Dragon says leading one of America's major pop orchestras is a privilege and a responsibility. He's been keeping an eye on the No Name Pop since it was formed a couple of years ago.
When I heard about the musicians forming together to build their own orchestra, everyone loves an underdog story. And as soon as I heard about that, I contacted Matt and I asked him, how can I be involved? Like, if you need a conductor to do a show, I'm more than happy to come out for anything. So already early on, I was wanting to be some sort of support to this organization. And then to see how far it has come in 2 years is amazing.
Dragon is the resident conductor of the Colorado Symphony. He's collaborated with artists such as Wu-Tang Clan, Joshua Bell, Philly's own Boyz II Men, and Danny Elfman. Dragon tells us he's looking forward to tasting a Philly cheesesteak. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic Accord or HRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR in a 2025 Accord or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.